Let's go fishing. That's right. You're tuned in to the Let's Go Fishing Show every week, Thursdays, 7:06 to 8 p.m. here on KSCO 1080, KOMY 1340. The Let's Go Fishing Show, hosted by Mike Baxter and Alan Bushnell. Alan, how are you doing tonight?
Good evening, Mike, and hello to all the listeners out there. It's great to be back here again, and I know we have a lot of good fishing talk tonight, not only from last weekend, but looking forward to next weekend.
Yeah, so if you're heading out this weekend to go fishing, tune in. We've got some, we're going to continue with the same theme. Salmon fishing opens up along the almost the entire coast here from Point Arena down to the Mexican border outside 3 miles. So get ready for that. We hope to check in with some of the guys from Half Moon Bay, at least, maybe San Francisco Bay, to find out what's going on there. We're going to summarize the weather for you and fill you in on the Monterey Bay that's really been the epicenter here for ocean salmon fishing and a good place to do it. The weather, a lot of changes in the weather, so there might be some wind coming up. Again, we'll touch base on that more. We hope to check in with our old pal Roger Keeling. God, quite a character. Haven't talked to him in a while, but he's going to let us know what's going on up in the hills, up at Shasta Lake, Lake Almanor. I believe we may get to check in with Chad Woods from sportfishingreport.com, and he'll fill us in on trout fishing, June Loop area, as well as the Southern California saltwater scene from albacore to white sea bass. We hope to check in with him, as well as yours truly and Alan Bushnell, here to answer any questions we can. Give us a call. If you've been out there fishing, remember, it's our show. No one of us knows more than all of us combined. So please give us a hand here. If you've been out fishing, share with the group where, what, why, how, when, what color, how deep, you name it. Let us know where'd you go and how you caught fish, or if you didn't catch any fish, Loch Lomond Reservoir, Bay Area Lakes, anything for that matter. Again, the phone numbers, Alan, if you don't mind, give them out.
Not at all. 479-1080 or 477-1340. Both of those are in the 831 area code.
That's right. And we do want to mention that sportfishingreport.com will be giving away two free fishing trips aboard the Stagnero boat, the Velocity, on their chartered trip, which is May 19th. So it's definitely not buy one, get one free. This is you and your pal get to go fishing for free. And that's, again, donated aboard that charter trip that's going with sportfishingreport.com. A lot of those are the South Coast guys. So that's a good group. If you want to hook up and learn more about fishing down south, or maybe get in tight with some guys at White Sea Bass, the Channel Island fish quite a bit, that'd be a good group to get on to network with other anglers. That's a lot of the fun of it.
Yeah, and those are, a lot of those guys are the guys that go out on the multi-day and long-range trips. And there's a lot to learn from those guys, that's for sure. But if they're up here fishing our salmon, we might have a little something to teach them as well.
Yep, you might have a trick or two up your sleeve. If you see them trying to fly line an anchovy for a salmon, you might want to mention they'll need a little more weight on it. But a lot of good fishermen down there. And, you know, that's the fun. The years and years I ran charter boats, that's what I really enjoyed, was two things: the camaraderie, meeting other people, networking, learning more about fishing, and you find that you'll learn more tricks. You'll find that some guys may be catching more fish than you. And that's the neat thing about the charter boats. You see more techniques than you would on the same private boat every week. So thanks for tuning in with us. We're going to go into a quick break here before we start our callers. So don't touch the dial. And again, if you've got your own fishing report, give us a call, 479-1080, 477-1340 here at the Let's Go Fishing Show. We're going to tell you how you can win those two free fishing trips aboard the Velocity. So stay tuned. We'll be right back right after the break, so don't touch the dial.
After 25 years of excellent customer service in our community, Dave Dawson is now working as a realtor with Bailey Properties. Dave's success is a combination of his local knowledge and his ability to produce results and please his clients. If you or anyone you know is considering buying or selling any real estate, you need to call Dave Dawson at 901-2856. That's Dave Dawson at Bailey Properties, 901-2856. You know, hiring a contractor to do your home improvement is like fishing. Sometimes, well, most of the time, you never know what you're going to get. When it comes to your roof, Warren Knox at Knox Roofing wants you know what you're going to get, and that's a roof worth keeping. Knox Roofing takes pride in their work, and that's why they're the most chosen roofing contractor in the area. Give Knox Roofing a call in Santa Cruz, 461-0634. In Monterey, 831-394-0110, or check them out at knoxroofing.com. Bayside Marine, a complete tackle store. Up-to-the-minute reports from local fishermen. The finest tackle from sport to commercial gear. CalStar, Shimano, Limaglass, Penn, from long-range Mexico gear to the hottest salmon gear of the Northwest. Bayside Marine has it all. Call the hotline at 464-3474. Remember, we're on the web at BaysideMarineSC.com or call the shop at 475-2173. Stop by on your way to the boat ramp. Pick up your ice, food, beer, bait, and tackle. Then say hi to Todd and get the latest scoop. Remember, we're Bayside Marine. Give us a call at 475-2173. A part of our community, a part of culture, the Santa Cruz Harbor, with a brand new launch ramp, a great washdown and fish cleaning facilities. Sport fishermen call this protected port haven. The Santa Cruz Harbor is ideal for all boaters with berthing and end ties. Find rigging, tackle, charters, and great restaurants in the harbor. With full hookups, you can bring your RV and even take a scenic stroll around the harbor. The Santa Cruz Harbor welcomes you. You know how to put money into your IRA, but do you know how to take it out? Do you know the smartest way to withdraw money at 55 or even 45? And how will the new rules affect your required minimum distributions? To see how Smith Barney can help you navigate the complicated tax laws regarding IRAs, call Pete Middlecoff, financial consultant, at 479-5100. That's 479-5100 for Pete Middlecoff. Citigroup Global Markets Incorporated, member SIPC. Smith Barney is a division of Citigroup Global Markets Incorporated and does not provide tax advice. Consult your tax advisor for guidance.
Let's go fishing. You're tuned into the Let's Go Fishing Show here every week, 7:06 to 8 p.m. KSCO, 1080 KOMY, 1340. Your host, Mike Baxter and Alan Bushnell. How you doing tonight? I hope you're doing well, and I hope that you're getting your boats ready or your friend's boat ready or your bags packed to hop on a charter boat to go fishing this weekend, because you know what? Fishing's good fun. And they, you know what, Alan? They don't taste too bad either.
I'm telling you, the couple that I've got so far this year went a long way, Mike.
Oh, man. I went with a friend. What fun it is. I hopped on a friend's boat. We went out there. We got a few crabs, some nice Dungeness crabs, and a few succulent silver salmon. Those are Chinooks. I just called them silvers. But we got a few salmon, some Chinooks, and a couple Dungeness crab, and I cracked that crab up, and I rolled the crab up in a very thin slice of salmon, and then rolled it in some Italian breadcrumbs and kind of sauteed it with olive oil, and then poured it a hollandaise sauce on top.
Oh, stop, Mike.
Oh, it was not bad. Really good.
You didn't wrap a piece of bacon around it, though.
No, but everything's good with bacon. This didn't even need the bacon, but you know what? Everything's better with bacon, so I'll try that next time. But anyway, besides the fishing with friends and just getting out there, we saw a few gray whales, caught some salmon and crabs. And you know what? It's just a really good time to get out there. So that's what we're here for, to share with you some information about weather, where to go, what to do, and how to do it.
Real quick, Mike, I want to mention that, you know, Captain Jimmy on Captain Jimmy Charters is running salmon crab combos occasionally, where he'll put traps out and let his customers get some of that delicious Dungeness as well as salmon.
Well, with that lead in, Alan, I think you might have put him on the spot, because he's on the line to give us a fishing report, and we're going to find out what he's been up to. Captain Jimmy, how you doing?
Oh, good, Mike. Alan, how you guys doing?
And
how's gonna be hungry with your recipes there?
Oh, you know what? It's easy to make it taste good when you're dealing with fresh fish and fresh crabs. I think you could do just about anything to it, but I'll tell you what, really was good. So what have you been doing on the Becky Ann lately, Jim?
We're doing pretty good, actually. We're getting a fish a rod and a couple times more than that, and we're picking up some crab on the way home. crab combo trips. We got 20 crab the other day.
Oh, okay. So you are doing it. I was worried we put you on the spot, but
no.
So some trips you are doing the crab and salmon.
What I need to do with people is I need a 3 or 4 day notice because I don't want to leave the traps out there with the trollers and stuff. You know, they're in the way and end up losing gear. But if I know 3 or 4 days ahead of time, I can put them out there, and we've been getting plenty of crab, nice big quality crab too.
Okay, well, we're not going to ask you where you're catching the crabs, but just about anywhere, I think, 180 to 220 feet of water, fresh bait, and it makes sure your traps are rigged up good.
Yeah.
More importantly, out of Santa Cruz, now you run the Becchiana six-pack boat, Captain Jimmy Charters. Where have you guys been fishing? Are you mooching? Give us some tips there, Jim.
I have been trolling mostly because the bait's been so scattered, but today, off the tip of the hole there, there's lots of bait. There's a good mooch bait there. It's a good mooch fishing right now. It's really good.
Okay, so right at the tip of SoCal Hole, there's some big balls of bait showing
lots
up?
Lots of bait. There's a lot of fish there, too. We lost 8 fish right at the boat today.
Wow, you're getting me excited. I'm becoming a weekend warrior, Jimmy. I just love it. I'm going to go this Saturday again, and I'm licking my chops. So that's good news if you're going out of Santa Cruz. There's some big, big meatballs of anchovies sitting in the gut of the hole there, huh?
There's a lot of fish there, Mike. This weather's got to switch around. High pressure's got to build back in and calm down out there. The day before yesterday, it was rough out. We did pretty good, but it was rough fishing.
Mm-hmm. Well, we had a little snap here a few days back. As soon as that sky turns blue and the northwest wind blows, everyone says, wow, the fish are shallow. And that's just how it works. The wind rolls the water over to oxygenation, and the fish come up and bite. So
the guys down south are getting a lot of fish, so they're coming this way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of fish south of us.
Yeah.
And I know it opens up May 1st along the entire coast. There is basically a high-pressure system situated just offshore of us, kind of the eastern Pacific, and that's kind of keeping the weather calm for now with that low pressure ridge rolling along the coast. But as that high pressure moves eastward and kind of centralizes itself above the coastal waters, the winds are going to pick up. Although the forecast for Monterey Bay, even during the weekend, you got to love that south facing port of Santa Cruz because they're not calling for a lot of weather in the Monterey Bay. However, if you're planning on going out of Half Moon Bay or San Francisco, bring the goggles and anyway, hopefully we get more reports in that area. So what was your final score for today, Jim?
We ended up getting 4 in the boat, and we lost 8 right at the boat.
And that's mooching.
No, we were trolling.
Oh, I'm sorry. I need to listen better. Big fish. I was really surprised at the size of these fish. There's a lot of 15-pound, 17-pound salmon.
A lot of nice big fish.
Yeah, did you have any small ones, Jim?
I had one small one.
Mm-hmm. That would have been the one I caught if I was with you.
Yeah, me too. That's the one I take home.
We sure appreciate the report. How about your running partner there, Jerry?
He's going tomorrow, and he's going to do good mooching there.
Okay, so the Doble's been mooching. You've been doing some trolling. Well, great. You know what? I really appreciate you keeping us in touch with what's going on in this side of Monterey Bay for Sam and Jim. Give out the phone number if you guys want to go on a six-pack boat, a real nice ride. You and your friends have the boat yourself with Captain Jimmy, of course, and you'll have a good time. Give us the number, Jim.
Okay, just real quick, though. Chad and Brian there from sportfishing.com, good guys. They're going to go with me for halibut. They kind of put me on the spot. They think I'm a halibut catcher, but we'll see what happens. But anyway, it's 831-662-3020.
Fantastic. Hey, Jimmy, good luck this weekend.
Yeah, they're real good guys, too, those guys.
Okay, and they're giving away 2 free fishing trips on the Velocity, so we're trying to promote that. If you're listening during the show right now, call the station here at 479-1080 or 477-1340. What we're doing for those free fishing trips on the Velocity with sportfishingreport.com is if you call us, give us your name and number, we're going to raffle them off. The old throw the name and number in a hat, so give us a call. If you're listening and the show is being archived, it's not during showtime here Thursday 7 to 8, go to the Let's Go Fishing Radio Show.com. Contact us through email. Anyway, Captain Jimmy, thanks for the call. Good luck this weekend.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Thanks, Alan.
All right. We'll check in next week. And let's keep rolling. I mentioned earlier the show is going to be a real good show if you want to head out there fishing. Captain Jimmy filled us in from the six-pack perspective, both mooching and trolling. And we hope to check in with Brett Townsend from Central Valley Marine. for more fishing information about salmon in Santa Cruz. I believe he was down in the harbor today talking to some of his fellow fishermen friends, and we'll get more information from him. So if you're heading out there for salmon, stay tuned. But in the meantime, spring is here, and it's getting to be that time of the year to head up to the mountains, make preparations for camping and trout fishing. So we wanted to check in with our old pal Roger Keeling and find out how Shasta Lake, Lake Almanor, has been doing and what's going on up in that area. How are you doing tonight, Roger?
I'm doing pretty good, Mike.
Long time no talk.
Yeah, I'd actually been down with bronchial pneumonia till last Monday.
Oh, boy.
I had a charter on Shasta that day with your old buddy Ralph.
And, okay.
I took my last antibiotic that day, and luckily I've been able to kick it.
Yeah, I was going to tell you, it's been a long, cold, wet winter. I hope you've been staying dry up there. Cuddle with your dog if you have to. Do whatever you have to. What are your predictions for this spring, Roger? How does it look?
Everything's 6 to 8 weeks late, but all the lakes have a lot of water, and looks like we'll have a lot of water for the salmon run this fall. And the only problem, Shasta Lake, they've been kind of yo-yoing the water level during the storms. The lake is so high, they're trying to hold water to not add any to the flooding conditions, and then once the river goes down, they try to release some, so it's been kind of a up and down effect, and been a little bit confusing to the fish, but last charter I had, I did get Ralph a nice limit of rainbows. We released about 4 landlocked salmon, caught over 75 bass, so it has been a real red-hot bass bite up there all winter.
How about trout as well? Some of your friends are fishing Almanor now, is that right, Roger?
Yes, and it's really late up there. The hatches haven't started. They normally have a heavy blood midge hatch by now. And this warm weather just come in here in the last couple of days may have finally started that hatch, which usually starts sometime in March. And the water temp's been pretty cold up there, and it's probably just starting to turn around now. And I'm moving up there Saturday morning, and I'll start guiding up there. I have a couple charters Tuesday and Wednesday up there next week, and hopefully the warmer weather kind of warmed the water up, and the lake is completely full, and just needs to warm a little, and the hatches to get going to kind of activate the fish. Although, there's been fish caught all winter in between storms, little windows opportunity, mm-hmm. but it hadn't been anywhere close to its potential because the water temp has been so cold it kind of holds their metabolism down. And once the water warms a little and the hatches start, they just start feeding more and more each day, and that should take off here any day now.
All right. Well, I'm glad we touched base with you. Mm-hmm. How about Eagle Lake? Now, that's one I always love to ask you about. Yeah. Does it look like it's got a lot of water this year, Roger? How are the predictions for Eagle Lake?
Okay, we were real worried about it up to a few weeks ago. It was still very low. All the early storms that hit Northern California had kind of bypassed that area. One old guy that lives up there that used to guide, he said it's almost like having a plastic dome over this little corner of northeastern California. But some late storms in the last 6 weeks or so hit pretty hard up there, even gave them a pretty good snowpack. They don't have the mountain ranges in there that the Lake Almanor area has, but it finally really got Pine Creek, the only tributary to Eagle Lake, the only major tributary to Eagle Lake. It's really flowing well now, and a couple other small creeks, Pappas Creek and Merrill Creek, which are normally very small, they're even running pretty good now. Even got fish running up and spawners running good. Up those creeks, so it's looking good. I heard it has raised over 4 foot here recently, and still a lot of runoff to come down, so it's looking like probably the best thing in 4 years up there.
Yeah, it's been amazing how much rain we get this winter. Even last winter we had some decent rain later, and Eagle Lake just gets missed a lot of the time. So it sounds like we got a hold of you just in time. The season's going to be starting. You're moving up to that area to fish full-time or most of the time. We look forward to more reports from you. In the meantime, if you're planning on heading up there, camping, or staying at one of the lodges or resorts there, give Roger Keeling a call. Real good time, gentleman, and a great fisherman. What's the phone number there, Roger?
Okay, I'd like to also mention they do have a new program going up at Eagle Lake. They're raising some fish to larger sizes before they release them. It was getting to be kind of a joke. They were releasing fish that were 3 to a pound, and yet Fish and Game is advertising that lake as a trophy trout fishery. Well, anyway, this new program is going. I just donated a trip to it. They have a 4th of July and Labor Day get-together where they raffle trips and different odd and end things to raise money for that project to raise those fish to bigger size. I forget how many thousand they raised last year, but we noticed quite a difference in the average size of the fish last year. It should be even better this year. They're going to raise 10 to 20,000 more, I think, this year. So I'll try to get more information on that and let you know about it later. And my number is 530, and starting next Monday, I'll be able to be reached at 530-284-6429.
All right, and we've got all those numbers at the internet site of ours too, the Let's Go Fishing Radio Show .com. Thanks, Roger. Have a good weekend. We look forward to some more reports from you.
You can also get information through Amador Fishing Association that's on the internet. Okay,
thank you, Roger.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, what do you think, Alan? I think you know you're a city slicker when you say creek, not crack.
You're a crick.
Yep.
Yeah.
If you're a local up there and you know trout, you live and breathe trout, it's crack. So, but let's get back to the big pond. That's Monterey Bay. It's been the epicenter for salmon season. And I'll tell you, there's a guy that's fished out of this area for a real long time, many generations. That's Brett Townsend from Central Valley Marine. He's been fishing as long as they've been in the boat business. And you know what? That's a long time. But Brett and I, we've got something in common. And that's a theory about the colder, wetter winters when those Pacific Northwest fronts come through and the water is cold. These salmon, the Chinook salmon that are the southernmost of all Chinooks that go up the Sacramento River that are most of the fish we catch, well, they're idealistic. They look for good conditions. So when it's a real rough winter and the water temperatures are cold, what do? They look for 54-degree green water. And you know where they're at? Most of them is down south of us because it has been a cold, wet winter, as we all know. Brett, what do you think about that theory?
Well, of course, I agree with you 100%. And I just can't help but to remember back in 1995 when the weather was so parallel to this year, and it stormed all the way into June. And if you remember, that was just a wide open year in Monterey Bay.
Yeah, now you remember that. I don't remember the winter that well, but I remember the summer. It was easy pickings, a lot of salmon, a lot of big fish, and now, that was another winter with a lot of cold northwest fronts coming through and cold water offshore. Is that right?
That's exactly right. And the snowpack in the Sierra was just like this year, you know. Heck, it was 18, 20 feet in some places.
Okay.
And it just, that spring warm weather never came. It just kept storming and storming. Mm-hmm. And the salmon fishing started out about like it did this year.
Yeah.
And then finally it broke, and in June, it just went red hot.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it is that, like last year, we had the squid almost all season. It was kind of a warm, pussy water offshore, like 56 degrees, and it just wasn't good. There wasn't any breaks, and those fish are not going to go south. This year, there's been a lot of cold water offshore. Those fish moved south, so I think your prediction is right. But tell me, Brett, I think you were milling around the harbor today checking. You've got a tight network of friends there, some of the Grady White gang, good fishermen. Any word from the boys?
Yeah, well, a couple guys were out. I know Bob Obert was out today, and I know he's. I think he got up three. I think he came in with three finally, and I don't think Jim got out today. But I was down at the harbor, and I think today was a little off.
Okay.
But I think that high pressure is going to change everything here next week.
Yeah, the high pressure is going to move on shore. It sounds like there's a lot of bait tucked up in the tip of Soquel Hole. I know Moss Landing area, the Pajaro Hole, just on the north side of Moss, has been holding a lot of bait too. And I'm hearing the guys with the better fish finders that are seeing salmon say they see fish that's just hard to get them to bite during the low pressure conditions. So it might be a real good weekend for us. Tell me about the business. I mean, a lot of people put boat buying or shopping on hold for a bit, Brett, while the season changes. We're coming around, but it, you know, we've got a great season ahead of us. I'm sure it's going to be a real good salmon season. How is the boat market right now?
Well, you know, with all that closure controversy, which of course certainly worked out in our favor, you know, a lot of people put their boat buying plans on hold.
So we got plenty of inventory. Got some non-currents, some really good buys down there, Grady White, starting at 18-foot, 20-foot and up. And so, like I said, I think it's going to be a great fishing year. I think June's going to be red hot.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's going to be a great time for someone to go in and cash in on their dream.
Yeah, fantastic. And I know you're kind of a diehard moocher, aren't you, Brett?
I am. I'm waiting for that mooch bite to turn off here.
What's your trick to mooching? Give us a tip. Is it the hooks, the weight, the leader length? What do you like to do?
Well, for starters, the circle hook law, when it changed, it separated the men from the boys, I'll tell you. But you got to move the bait. The bait's got to be going up and down all the time.
Keep it moving.
And you're constantly moving the boat. You know, even if you're moving the boat no more than, 50 to 100 or a couple hundred yards, you got to find the bait. You got to set up on top of them. And you're constantly moving your bait up and down and resetting your drift.
Yeah, that's a good tip. It's funny, while mooching, doing it for a living for years, I always had to remind myself, Mike, remember to tell the guys to move the bait. When all else fails, when you're mooching, reel it in slowly, let it out slowly. You know, you're almost vertically trolling at that point. At least you're covering water, and you're gonna pass your bait through new columns of water.
That's right.
So good advice. Now, Central Valley Marine, if you want to check out some boats, give them a call. Give us some contact information for Central Valley Marine, please, Brett.
Well, our phone number is 408-371-6681. We're in Campbell. Of course, we've been there 32 years. Our website is cvmarine.com. And this weekend, I'm sure we'll be real busy. We got a lot of Grady's in stock. And anybody interested should come on down. And we're willing to demo. We'll take you out on Monterey Bay and whichever model you think you best suit you, and heck, we'll go fishing.
That sounds good to me. And if Brett can't do it, some of the boys could. Simon or Sam, say hi to the guys for us, and thanks for the call, Brett.
All right. I'll see you later, Mike.
Have a good weekend. When we get back, we're going to check in with Craig Hansen himself. That's right. He's got, hopefully, a fresh sturgeon report for us from Fishing the Bay Area. I think he was planning to go there. Again, that's Craig Hansen, Hooked on Fishing the Golden Gate. He's coming out with his new video here soon. So stay tuned. Don't touch the dial. We're going to go into a quick break. When we get back, more fishing information for you. So if you're planning to head out there or you just want some fun entertainment, don't touch the dial. We'll be right back.
Put Lake Nacimiento Resort on your list this year for a fun-filled family destination that has something for everyone, including six campgrounds.
Ooh, that smells good.
From walk-ins to full RV hookups, visit Lake Nacimiento Resort. If roughing it's not your style, nestle into one of the Lakeview lodges.
Ooh, this place is nice.
And make sure to check the menu at the Lakeshore Cafe. With 165 miles of shoreline, it's easy to find a private spot to fish. The resort marina also has a full line of boat rentals, from fishing skiffs to ski boats, for even more family fun. For reservations and information, call 800-323-3839 extension 2 or check the website at www.nacimientoresort.com.
Feeling stressed? Why not get away from it all? Imagine the beauty of nature, the sounds of silence. Go fishing.
Son, isn't this wonderful? No neighbors, no phones, no TV.
Dad, how many kinds of fish are there?
Hundreds, maybe thousands. I don't know exactly.
Thousands? That's a lot of fish.
Let's just see if we can catch one or two today.
Fishing with a family can yield memories that will last a lifetime. With the gear available today, fishing is easy, and Outdoor World has waders and waterproof boots to keep you dry, tackle boxes, fishing vests, and carrying cases to keep your gear handy, reels, and just the right bait to make a difference. At Outdoor World, you'll find everything you need except for the fish. Outdoor World on 41st Avenue in Capitola, on Front Street in Santa Cruz, and on North Fremont Street in Monterey. See our weekly ad in the Good Times and the Monterey County Weekly. Outdoor World, when it's time to get away.
Some say the best way to fish Monterey Bay is a small charter or six-pack boat. One thing's for sure, you can't go wrong booking a trip with Real Sport Fishing with Captain Jimmy Charter. Jerry Brooks and Jim Rubin run fast, roomy boats with top-notch gear from the latest electronics. Whether halibut, salmon, or albacore is your prey, Captain Jimmy and Real Sport Fishing get you there quick and maximize your catch. For a custom fishing trip, call Captain Jimmy at 831-662-3020 or Real Sport Fishing at 831-465-0639. ICOM Marine products are simply the best. When your safety at sea depends on communication, trust ICOM radios, handhelds, VHS, and single sidebands. ICOM is the leader of the industry. With a full line of VHF radios equipped with digital selective calling, depend on ICOM. Their products are second to none. Find ICOM radios at Johnson Hicks or any fine dealer near you. Check online at www.icomamerica.com. ICOM, simply the best. Central Valley Marine makes your fun serious. With Grady White boats and Yamaha engines, the customer always comes first at Central Valley Marine. Find perfectly crafted Grady White boats outfitted with four-stroke Yamaha outboards at a business with 30 years of experience. Central Valley Marine. Phone 1-800-974-4286. In Campbell on South Bascom, Central Valley Marine, 800-974-4286.
Let's go fishing. Not literally, but this is the Let's Go Fishing radio show you're tuned into with your hosts, Mike Baxter and Alan Bushnell, every Thursday from 7:06 to 8 p.m. Let's go fishing.
Mike, before we go any farther here, I know we're in another segment of the show, but our last caller, Brett Townsend, made a prediction that I think we need to take a look at it. He said June is going to be red hot. Rarely do you ever hear somebody make such a bold statement.
I believe him.
June is going to be red hot. You heard it here first, folks.
And we're not talking about the weather, are we, Alan?
We're talking about salmon fishing. If it's like 95...
You know, Brett's been fishing a long time. He and his dad have been going out of the harbor here since there was nothing but direction finders to get in and out, that and a compass and a good watch. So I believe it. I'm in the same theory that the cold, rough winters push those fish south. I mean, it's just simple logic. They look for good conditions. Right. And right now, that's pretty much from Monterey Bay south.
And they all have to come past Santa Cruz to get to where they're going.
Yep. Although I have heard some bold statements about big rips, a lot of krill outside Half Moon Bay, San Francisco. So I think those guys are going to have a real good opener as well. They're just going to need to get a little further offshore to find those breaks, bird works, whales, and look for the krill and troll there this time of the year. So if you're heading out of those ports, good luck to you, and give us a report next week. We'll find out how you did. Speaking of the Bay Area, San Francisco, there's been so much runoff, so much bad weather, and you know what is a good thing to do this time of year is sturgeon fishing. And I was lucky enough to have a cup of coffee with Craig Hansen, kind of an old pal. And he's getting another video together. That's right, Hooked on Fishing the Golden Gate, Volume 4. And he also went sturgeon fishing today, I believe. Craig, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, doing just fine, Mike. How are you?
Good, good. Were you able to get out on the water?
Well, we did get out on the water. I must say, we did pretty well. We're pretty happy to get out there. We started off early, went out of Redwood City and fished the South Bay. It was all part of Hooked on Fishing, like you say, Volume 4. We also have a segment in the North Bay in San Pablo Bay with Keith Frazier. This time I went out with Bob Pryor on the Hammerhead, big guy on the coast side, posts a lot there and done a lot of stuff. Also went out with Terry Lewis, and he has the 6-pound test record for sturgeon. He's got an 81.5-pound sturgeon on 6-pound test.
Wow.
He was fishing with 4 today. Believe it or not, he actually hooked one, but he didn't get one in, and it wasn't a record. But he was still going for a record there. But we left at 7 o'clock out of Redwood City, went down below the Dumbarton Bridge, below the train trestle, got just below buoy 18 and put in there at about 9 feet of water, and we still had a little bit of outgoing tide lift. We had jumpers around us, looked real good, marking fish, and sure enough, it didn't take long. About 10 minutes, we hooked a fish. And it was a nice fish, 62 inches. You know, we threw it back. We were going to throw back everything today anyway, but 62 inches, nice, fun fish. Stayed a little while longer, got another one about 38, had another bite. Another boat pulled up next to us, and a woman skipper, and her name was Cynthia, I believe, and I think she had a Grady White. And she actually hooked one right away, too. So they hooked one right away, and so they had a fish and sat there for a little while longer. The tide slowed up, moved down a couple hundred yards, and then finally We hooked a nice fish. It was a great fish for video, actually, which hopefully the video comes out. Hopefully the lens cap was off the camera, but we'll find that out when we're looking at it. But it was a 75-inch fish. We figured it was about 85 pounds. Nice, fat fish. Jumped, you know, one of those classic type of things that you look for down there or anywhere, for that matter.
And did you, Craig, did you hook that one in 9 feet of water as
9
well?
Feet of water, yeah. Oh. The sucker just came shooting out of the water, you know, a little upset and so forth. And we played him for quite a while, but... You know, it's nice we were able to get him in the boat and get a picture of him and so forth and, you know, obviously let him go and hooked another smaller one down there. So, you know, basically we did pretty good and had a couple of little bites there. So overall, you know, we did real well. And then we went down below the towers. Well, actually, we were just under the towers, actually, a little farther down. Didn't get anything down there when we had a little bit of outgoing tide. So we kind of fished through the tide, you know, outgoing, incoming, and a little bit of the outgoing again. You know, there's still fish, I mean, obviously, and we got them on ghost shrimp. We also had some herring, but the ghost shrimp seemed to be the thing, and, you know, maybe the boat next to us got them on herring, for all I know, you know, but, you know, what the heck.
Yeah.
But, you know, obviously good fishing down there, and then, like I said, last week we were up, not shooting up in St. Thalo, just fishing for fun, and a friend of mine who I'm fishing, we've fished with for years, he hooked 4 sturgeon, you know, and one was too big, and the other 3 were too small, and he also got a bass. And I sat there and watched them the whole time, you know. It was just one of those things. And finally I said, Chris, man, you got to bait my hook for me. You got to do something. And finally he baited my hook, and I turned my back, and I got a bite. You know, it didn't get the fish, of course.
Yeah, at least he had the bite. Well, that's good action. It's not often you hear that much success sturgeon fishing. I guess if you go with someone that knows what to do and where to go, it's going to be some increase in success.
Well, no doubt. Yeah, I mean, with sturgeon, you know, the most important thing is get your bait in the bottom and let it sit there and, you know, keep it still. You know, I mean, that's the biggest thing, I think. And, you know, certainly there are spots, but the South Bay, it seems like, I mean, it's pretty much the other channel. If you get around Buoy 18 and fish around that area, you got a pretty good chance of catching something. And San Pablo Bay, you know, they talk about the sturgeon triangle and all that. And, you know, I'll give away one of my better spots. I like east of the pump house about a mile. That spot just generally does pretty well up in that area. And then a lot of folks fish the Shell Bank, which is just above China Camp a little bit. And that's about 10 feet or 8 to 12 feet of water, depending on the tide and everything. But, you know, a couple spots to work. And we were actually at the Shell Bank last week. And I don't fish that much. I generally like the pump house. But, you know, there's been fish all over San Pablo Bay. And I figured, let's give this a try. And sure enough, you know, it worked for us. Just one of those things.
Now, tell me, growing up, I always remember seeing the big double hook leaders, sometimes even with wire line. Things have changed a lot. What kind of a rig are you using, Craig?
Well, you know, I still use the old style thing, just what you're talking about,
the
wire coated leader and the double hooks, and just make sure they're sharp. You know, I use owners primarily, but the main thing is they're sharp, and I use a relatively short leader. It's no more than 20 inches. You know, some guys use long ones, and you put the rubber core in the middle. We play around with all different types of leaders, and, you know, it doesn't seem to make a difference. Guy who was fishing with us today, he was using braid. You know, a lot of guys like, you know, braid line, braid leader and everything, and it makes a lot of sense. But I was using my standard, you know, stuff today with, and I use a big old chunky weight too, and I use a pyramid weight, and we were fishing 9 feet of water. I was using 8 ounces of weight on a pyramid sinker. You know, it gets down there and it stays. It doesn't move. And the fish don't care. And instead of using like a, you know, a round weight or something that's going to move around or, you know, whatever, it seems like the most important thing is, like I say, have a good piece of bait on there and, you know, make sure you got your hook sharp and let it sit and look for that bite. I mean, the bites we got today, most of them were just, I mean, they look like bullhead or crab bites. You know, that's the thing. You got to really, especially we didn't have much wind, but if you're not paying attention, especially with the wind, I mean, I was holding my rod today.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, it was just the slightest little movement on the rod, and you got to be ready to set. You know, if you're not paying attention, it's not always that classic sturgeon pump that you wish for, the kamikaze fish, you know, that just grabs it and goes. It doesn't always work that way.
Okay. Tell us about the video, Craig. I'm real excited. This is a new theme. When's it going to be out?
Yeah, this is kind of our winter theme, sort of. We're hoping for a June release, and what we have, obviously, is sturgeon on there. And then we also have squid. We got some good stuff out of Half Moon Bay. Going to talk about the squid, show what it's like, give people a chance to, you know, if they see it and think, well, I want to give that a try. You better bring your 2-speed reel, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll also have some crab. We went out with Bob Franco and did a nice crab piece. That one, hopefully, I'm sure it'll turn out well, but, you know, he's full of information, obviously. And so if you want to learn about crabbing, he's one of the guys to learn it from, no question. And then also we have a salmon piece. Went out with Jackie, Wacky Jackie, out of San Francisco on an afternoon trip last fall and did real well. And we're going to talk about party boat trolling is what we did, and then just the techniques that you do on not just a party boat, you're going to do it on your own boat, but using, you know, some of the things that she's done over the last 40, 50 years that she's been out there fishing. And then hopefully we're going to shoot one more piece that I'd like to get done, and that's downrigger fishing for salmon as well, just to kind of fill in the gaps with the salmon. And on volume three, what we did fish salmon fishing trolling at California City inside the bay, which is outstanding. You know, that's more of a late summer fall type of thing, but for a guy with a small boat, I know, you know, Monterey Bay is fantastic too for what you can do out there, but, you know, in the bay on a nice day, you can go out there in your little aluminum boat and you have a chance of catching a big old salmon right,
yeah,
you know, right along Tiburon there. It's great.
Yeah, and the main thing is watching a video and learning is great, because I'm kind of a video guy. It's so easy, it's fun, it's enjoyable. But volume one and two, if you're into halibut, striper fishing, and knowing the bay, I mean, knowing 30 or 40 years of experience put into on GPS numbers, your lineups, it spells it out. If you ever want to fish that area and you don't have any experience, you cannot beat the information you'll get from those earlier videos. I love them.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it, Mike. And you're right. I mean, we put a lot into that, going out with Art Roby, who, you know, who knows it better than Art, really? You know,
He put all the cards on the table,
he
GPS
sure
spots and everything.
This is stuff, you know, guys can go out there a lifetime and not know what we put into that video,
yeah,
you know, just from what we got there. Like you say, the lineups, the GPS is, you know, exactly how to do it. And,
yeah,
you know, you hit those little rocky spots in the bay, you have to hit it right. Otherwise, you know, you're messed.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we put people right on top of them, show them exactly how to do it.
Well, thanks for the report, Craig.
Yeah,
it was real nice touching base with you. You'll have to check in with us more often, especially when that video is released.
No problem. I was going to say, how could I not do that when it comes out, right?
Yeah, and when... And in the meantime, how can we get a hold of you to find out about your other videos and when this one will be coming out?
Right. Well, the easiest way is simply go to Allure Productions. It's A-L-U-R-E, productions.com. AllureProductions.com has the website, has the phone number if you want to call, or, you know, order tapes or whatever. It's all right there for you.
All right, Craig. You take care. Good luck on that video, and we look forward to some more reports from you in the future.
You got it. Thanks a lot, Mike.
All right. Have a good night.
You too. Bye.
And pretty fun, real nice guy too, but I'll tell you, the volume one and two are just amazing. I haven't gotten to see three yet, but one and two, if you are interested in the Bay Area, it puts it all out there on video format. Can't beat it. Talking about easy and a lot of information, our pal Chad Woods, I think he's searching for trout, but he usually keeps us informed in regards to the South Coast salmon, white sea bass, albacore, you name it. Chad, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you tonight?
Good. I heard through Alan that you were heading to what, June Loop? Are you in search of big rainbows or browns?
Yeah, I'm in Bridgeport, California right now on my way down to June Lake to participate in the trout opener, which is on Saturday.
Oh, okay. So it's actually opening day Saturday.
Yep, it's opening day. So next week I'll have a serious trout report for you.
Wow, that's, you know, every year I try to do a show more on trout fishing than the opener the third week of April, huh? Is it the third or last Saturday of April?
It's the last Saturday in April.
Okay, well, luckily you informed us, because this year we were a little out of the loop, so to speak. But I hope you do well there, Chad. What do you anticipate?
Well, I anticipate it to be cold, but it should be good fishing.
Uh-huh. And
see. I'll have details. You know, I've heard that lakes are nice. You know, the ice is off most of the lakes in the June Lake Loop. Everything above 9,000 feet is frozen.
Okay. So it's still pretty cold. A lot of snowpack up there.
Yeah, tons of snow.
All right.
So I got tons of information for you.
Okay.
Just last weekend, we saw the first tuna hit the docks in San Diego. Bobby Taft ran the Sea Adventure 80 and got three albacore and one bluefin tuna. And on the same day, Bill Cavanaugh returned from a San Martin trip, and on the way home, he went outside. He got one bluefin and 10 yellowtail. So the offshore scene is going to start heating up here in the next couple of weeks, and this is very early.
That's good news. What kind of tuna was it? Albacore?
Albacore and bluefin.
Really? Both albacore and bluefin already hit the dock?
Already hit the dock.
Oh, that's really good news. What about white sea bass? Any report on them back up to the north at the Channel Islands?
Well, we had a trip over the weekend, limits of white sea bass for our passengers. The bite continues. They've had like 8 days straight of limit-style fishing for all the boats out there.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, and Steve Kelly on the island Tech had a 52-pound halibut.
Wow. Really good. In the meantime, we've been promoting your giveaway. You're going aboard the Stagnero back up in this area, the Velocity, for salmon May 19th. So we've already received a lot of calls. Again, folks, if you're listening right now during airtime, which is, of course, Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., call us here at the show, 479-1080 or 477-1340. Give us your name, number. We're going to crinkle that piece of paper up, throw it in a hat, and we're going to have a raffle here to win two free fishing trips. And again, that's thanks to Chad Woods at sportfishingreport.com, who is now also archiving the radio show there. If you're listening to the archived show, contact us through the Let's Go Fishing radio show via email, and we will write your name on a piece of paper, put your phone number on it, and we are going to raffle that off before the trip. Someone will win two free fishing trips. Thanks, Chad.
Yeah, no problem. I'll talk to you guys later.
Okay, good luck trout fishing.
Oh, you know, there's one more thing. They had a wide-open yellowtail at San Clemente, so we'll keep an eye on that for you.
Okay, white sea bass, yellowtail, yeah. Channel Islands, albacore, bluefin hitting the docks, so the season is getting underway.
Here we go.
Chad, good luck. I hope you catch a big trout up there.
All right, talk to you guys later.
All right, we're going to go into a quick break here, but again, if you want the two free fishing trips, that's not buy one, get one free. It's you and your pal hop on the boat for free, and you get to go fishing aboard the Velocity. Give us a call, 479-1080. 477-1340, about $120 value, I think. So.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
All right, give us a call when we get back. We're going to fill you in on some more information about fishing this weekend. So stay tuned. Don't touch the dial. We'll be right back.
Serious sport fishermen rely on Raymarine's high-definition digital fish finders to increase their chances of seeing and catching more fish. And so should you. Johnson Hicks offers the new Raymarine A-Series fish finders with patented award-winning HD technology. The digital fish finders deliver the sharpest underwater imagery available anywhere. Not to mention true hands-off operation and no compromise performance. Choose from a 4, 5, or 6-inch display. The new C-Series also offers HD technology. Simply add Raymarine's black box sounder. Choose from a 4, 7, or 12-inch display. Find Raymarine online at www.raymarine.com or call Johnson Hicks at 831-475-3383 for more information. That's 831-475-3383.
Let me introduce Live Oak Cafe, a wonderful cafe that specializes in espresso drinks, coffee and tea, as well as their cold beverages and juices. Besides the delicious breakfast burritos and pastries, you have to try the lunch specials, like the lasagna or the enchilada casserole. People rave over it. At Live Oak Cafe, the cakes, cookies and pastries are scrumptious. The care that goes into the food at Live Oak Cafe is what keeps people coming back. In a traffic-free location on the ocean side of Highway 1, Live Oak Cafe is at the corner of Chanticleer and SoCal Avenue. Come by or call the Live Oak Cafe at 475-7757 for lunch orders or takeout. Call 475-7757. Stop by today and say hi to Kathleen and her friendly staff at the Live Oak Cafe.
The Stagnero family has been serving the Santa Cruz area for over a century. There's something for everyone. Fishing trips, bay cruises, whale watching, and private parties for any occasion. Whichever your choice, today's fourth generation Stagneros will surely make your trip fun and memorable. And be sure to dine at Gilda's Stagnero Family Restaurant before or after your ocean adventure. The restaurant is located right across the street from our ticket office on the Santa Cruz Wharf. Call Stagneros at 427-2334 for a trip on the bay. Interphase Technologies, a local company with a worldwide market supplying boaters with forward-looking technology. Color Twin Scopes and iScan 180s have phased array technology and give you the opportunity to see a fish or bottom structure around your boat. Horizontal and vertical scanning technology gives you the opportunity to target the fish you want to catch before you've already passed over them. Interphase also provides boaters the finest chart plotters made with bright screens, fast processors, and easy-to-use functions. Interphase's forward-looking technology can be found at Johnson Hicks or online at www.interphase-tech.com. Look forward. Find Interphase.
Want to go saltwater fishing but don't have a boat? No problem. Drop on down to Capitola Boat and Bait on the Capitola Wharf or Santa Cruz Boat Rentals at the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf, where fishing is serious fun. You'll find great pier fishing with full-service tackle shops, sturdy ocean skiffs for rent, fresh and frozen baits, and up-to-the-minute fishing advice and inside tips. For more info, call Capitola Boat and Bait at 462-2208 or Santa Cruz Boat Rentals, 423-1739.
Boat and Motor Mart. Serving boaters since 1955, for over 51 years, the customer has always come first at Boat and Motor Mart, California's exclusive dealer for Osprey boats. Hosting a full array of Yamaha outboards. Quiet, smooth, fuel efficient, and powerful. That's Yamaha outboards. Boat and Motor Mart is home to a new line, that's Parker Boats. Parker Boats have brought value and customer satisfaction to new levels. Check out Boat and Motor Mart's new location in South San Francisco at Oyster Point Marina. By land or sea, it's easy to find. 671 Marina Boulevard or call 650-246-1460. That's Boat and Motor Mart, 650-246-1460. Or online at www.boatandmotormart.com.
Let's go fishing. It's the Let's Go Fishing Show every Thursday from 7:06 to 8 p.m. Thanks for tuning in. And for those of you trying to win the free fishing trip, thanks for calling in. Just give us your name and number, and we will raffle it off. We'll call you, was it May 11th, I believe, the Thursday before the trip. Again, May 19th is the free fishing trip for two aboard the Velocity. If you win, don't call us. We'll call you, and we'll call you after the show, yeah. May 11th. So
yeah, we'll announce it on the show on the 11th, and we'll give you a call just to make sure you get the message and get the instructions.
Yep, no strings attached. So give us a call, 479-1080. 477-1340, free fishing trip for two aboard the Velocity, the new Stagnero boat, real nice ride. Alan, can you give us a quick summary about fishing in the San Francisco Bay? Again, May 1st, salmon season opens outside state waters. Yes, we do have a season.
And that's what they're waiting for in Half Moon Bay, Mike. Unfortunately, the fish are not really biting inside that three-mile limit in Half Moon Bay. On the other side of the Golden Gate, it's a different story, though. Duxbury and north of Duxbury to the Towers, the party boats are doing pretty well, averaging over a fish per rod of that same quality king salmon, 13 to 19 pounds, basically, over the weekend and even at the beginning of the week. As I say, it was a fish and a half per rod. So they're doing pretty good up there. In between there and here, Half Moon Bay is not doing so good, except for some of the skippers who have made it down to Pigeon Point and found, you know, the krill and... Man, they've gotten a pretty decent bite there.
Great. So again, May 1st opens outside those areas. Traditional spots now are more offshore, so they're looking outside the channel, the weather buoys towards the Farallon Islands. The key to this spring-type fishing is look for rips. Look for whales, look for birds. You're mostly fishing shallow krill schools on top, so these fish are going to be on top and they're going to be hot. So get out there, watch the weather. Again, there's going to be good weather conditions tomorrow, 5 to 15, maybe 20 knot winds out of the northwest. The weekend it's going to pick up a bit, 10 to 20 knot northwest winds, so be careful of that. but again, head offshore from 6 to 9 miles out. Traditionally, from Pigeon Point North is where you want to go. Also, look for the deeper water canyon edges for upwelling when you're out there salmon fishing. If you're in Monterey Bay, Soquel Hole has been a good spot on the west side, the east side of Soquel Hole, down towards Moss Landing, the Pajaro, even the south side of Moss Landing, there, Mulligan Hill, and the deep water off of the Soldiers Club closer to Monterey in about 30 feet of water. So get out there, have fun. Again, trout opener. This Saturday, the last Saturday of April, trout season does open. If you head up there, be careful, some turbulent weather. And if you want to give us a call to enter the contest for free fishing trips, give us a call, 479-1080. And if you're listening to the archived show, then go to the Let's Go Fishing Radio Show.com. Click on
Contact Us
and email us with your name and number. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next week with more fishing information and entertainment.
Up-to-the-minute news and the best in talk, AM 1080, KSCO Santa Cruz, and AM 1340, KOMY Watsonville.
Years ago, in 1990.